rebels in the color of red. Save the people. Yeah, that's what they said. But where are you now? 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 Now she cries. Now she cries. Now she cries. Now she cries. Light. They shine the light in your eyes. Hold you down. They pin you down with their ties. They smile and grin, but you're paralyzed. The fear in your eyes. Your fear is real eyes. Flying in for you now. You wanna run. Yeah, you're looking around. Now she cries. Now she cries. Now she cries. Now she cries.
That was Project Al Reach from, we have in studio Ethan Michael, guitar and vocals, as well as Nick Hanna, who was playing the drums. How are you guys?
We're doing great.
Doing great, man. Thanks for having us.
That was a beautiful song.
Thank you.
What do you call that song?
The song is called Rebels in Red.
All right.
A little bit of a Star Wars reference.
Yeah.
And is it an original song?
It is an original song.
How long have you guys been playing together?
Ethan and I have been playing together in different projects for the last, I don't know, five or six years.
5 or 6 years. This is a new project.
This project is about 2 months old.
Wow. Yeah.
And we have, you know,
yeah, we just kind of got together this summer and just have been writing a lot of songs in our basement. Most of them are pretty rocking, and we're just happy to be able to play them for people on the radio too.
It's well, it's cool. Fantastic to have you guys here. And in the context of the Orpheus Music and Arts Festival in Glenwood Springs, it starts in half an hour.
Yes, it does.
So could you tell us a little bit about what this Music and Arts Festival is?
Yeah, Orpheus Music and Arts Festival was started last year by a group of students from the University of Denver. And there's just a really tight music scene in Denver, and just a group of people who all really love to just create. So they wanted to try their hand at a big music and arts fest just kind of for the fun of it. And then we partnered up with Big Mountain Events, and he said that we should try to host it this year in Glenwood. And this year we're all set up at the site, and we're bigger and we're better than ever, and it's going to be a really, really fun time for everybody.
And what was last year's event?
Last year was held at Sunlight Ski Resort.
Okay, cool. And so riding on the success of that, you've gone bigger, and it's landed right downtown, so I'm sure the attendance will be much higher.
Yeah, we're
going to
be in Two Rivers Park all weekend, and people have been riding by on their bikes asking us what's going on, and we've just been getting a lot of good responses, and it seems like people are going to come out and see what it's about, and we'd love for everybody to come out and see what it's about. It's going to be really fun. It's a family-friendly event. It's good for really everyone.
And although it's ticketed, it is open to the community for until 4 p.m., was it?
Yeah, the first half of tomorrow and Sunday the park will be open to the public. And then at 4 p.m. tomorrow, there's a ticket price to stay for the remaining 6 or 7 hours. Mm-hmm. And that ticket price is $25. But if you want to go tonight, music starts in a half an hour. It goes till 10. That only costs $12, I believe, if you just want to go to the park and purchase a ticket there.
All right, cool. Well, on community radio, we have to avoid too much price dropping, but we can see that, you know, you guys are really making it accessible to the community, which is great.
Well, thank you. That was definitely a big goal of the people who are running the festival. They want to bring everybody together. So
started by music students in Denver, I've noticed from the poster, a lot of this is really new music, really kind of things that maybe people haven't heard before, and maybe a little bit more experimental. Could you talk about some of the highlights for you two in the lineup?
Yeah, Caitlin Williams is a big headliner tomorrow. She's right before the main headliner, but I'm excited about her. She was in Westward Magazine in Denver as Denver's newest and best pop musician this year. And she just did a little tour of the West Coast, and her band, she plays with a live band. They're just phenomenal. And then immediately following her tomorrow night is the keyboardist from the band Pretty Lights, Borum Lee. And he just kind of has a little side project of other Denver musicians that he's friends with, and they've put together a set. And then there's also a lot lesser known bands as well. If you head over today, there's this band called Uncle Lame Bake, and they rock really hard, so if you like that, we got plenty of that as well.
And where do you two fit in the schedule with All Reach?
We're going to play tomorrow at 3 in the afternoon. There will also be live art and an aerialist happening during our set. And yeah, that's when you can catch us playing. And we're going to be playing mostly rock, but also some funk, a little bit of everything.
Cool.
Yeah, like tonight there's Candon, who you were playing earlier. They're going to be really good. And then tomorrow also, one of the main runners of the festival, Bridget, who plays sax in a band called Amazing Adventures,
yeah,
is really,
great.
Really good. And they have some great original music. It's just a bunch of original bands and all original music. It's going to be very unique sort of festival.
It sounds like everyone's real close, too. You all know each other.
Yeah, everyone
well.
Supports everybody else. And it's just a really, really great environment to try out all the stuff you've been working on and bring other friends up, and it's just going to be a really collaborative, fun event. And yeah, like Nick said, all these bands play all original music, so if you want to hear just really new, fresh music, we got a lot of it.
And as well as the arts component, you mentioned live art, and then I saw on the website a lot of work done for the stage and the decorations, the installations.
Yeah, those are also done by a lot of musicians that are playing are going to be doing the art as well. So it's everyone's kind of
everyone's got a hand in everything.
Yeah.
Wow, cool. Well, do you guys want to play another song?
Happily,
we'd love to.
Great. Thank you. Wow, that was awesome.
Thank you.
And what was that song called?
The song is called Relieve.
Relieve. Cool. And a little bit of singing parts from both of you.
Yeah.
The drum mic, unfortunately, couldn't pick up your vocals too strongly.
That's all right. They're meant to be in the background.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
It's perfect for next week.
So are both of you music students, or did you meet studying music in Denver?
We actually met in high school.
Yeah.
We went to the same high school in Connecticut. Ethan now goes to University of Denver studying jazz guitar.
About to be done there pretty soon.
I did not go to music school, so I'm kind of learning through him and some of my other friends who go to school through music. But we met in high school. I've been playing in bands since pretty much 2012, around there. We just love to record and write new music and look at it like an art project. Like, how can we like write a new song, and then after that we go out and try to like play shows and do that kind of thing. But we really take the music first and try to write songs based on how we're feeling in the moment. And
we've done a lot of just kind of indulging whatever our instincts told us to do this summer. Like, one day I walked downstairs and Nick was playing the keyboard, and then that became a song.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes Nick plays the keyboards. But it's been really fun, yeah. And I mean, Nick says he learns from me, but I think there's a lot to be said from... I learn a lot from Nick and from tons of musicians. There's nothing too special about music school, but there's a lot of music in it, so that's kind of nice.
A lot of musicians.
A lot of musicians, yeah. The musicians are what counts. It's the people.
It's a good environment to be in.
Yeah.
If you're trying to learn.
Yeah, the people. The people have a... All musicians have a lot to teach one another. It's a great thing.
For those of you just tuning in, I'm joined by Ethan, Michael, and Nick Hanna, who are part of All Reach, a band that's performing in Glenwood Springs tomorrow at 3 p.m. And this is one of those concerts that's open to the public, right?
Correct.
Anybody
will
come check it out.
The final act tomorrow before the paid portion of the day begins.
Cool. And what do you find happens at this festival? At least it's in its second year, Orpheus Music and Arts Festival in Two Rivers Park. Were there things from last year that were unexpected, unplanned for? You have all these creative people, all these musicians hanging out, camping out together. So could you talk a little bit about what comes through?
Yeah, I think this year the most exciting thing for me is the stage actually was built in our backyard. Bridget and Sabrina, one of the artists, just brought over a bunch of plywood and just sawed it out into cool shapes and then painted it all. And then our friend Kevin went and did some additional spray painting. And those are really big pieces of art that we just get to put on the stage. So it's kind of nice how there's some things that are really very human about the creative process. But then this year we had like the help of Big Mountain Events, and they do really great work over at the X Games, and they've been able to provide us with a lot of the resources that we couldn't have even imagined having last year. So we have there's a three-story scaffolding thing, which is the first level is a bar, and the second level is like a DJ booth, and the third level is a whole viewing platform. And the view, I mean, in Two Rivers Park is beautiful. The river's right there, and yeah, so we just kind of have a really nice mixture of all these new and exciting toys in a way and things for everybody, as well as a lot of the things that inspire us and make the festival so unique.
And so is the camping right there in Two Rivers Park?
That is the catch. The camping is still at Sunlight, but okay. We have a shuttle service that's going to be running pretty much all day. Mm-hmm. Back and forth. So if you want to camp at Sunlight, you can do that, and we'll shuttle you to the festival and back to Sunlight.
Okay. Are a lot of the musicians camping out together?
A lot of the musicians are planning on camping, but I've looked at the people who are camping list, and it's also, there's a couple of families who are camping,
mm-hmm.
and then just, there were some names I didn't know, which is exciting, so everyone will kind of get to know some new people.
Right. And how late does the music go until?
I think
11?
I think 10.
10?
10. Okay.
There will be some campsite jams going on, though.
That is true.
There will be some campsite jams. We've planned for that.
Uh-huh. And that's really where this very spontaneous, creative
forces
merge.
Exactly.
Cool.
And yeah, you guys, everyone listening, can learn so much more and get your tickets at OrpheusMusicFest.com. I believe that is the correct URL.
And what is the spelling on Orpheus?
Orpheus is spelled O-R-P-H-E-U-S.
And where does that name come from? What is Orpheus?
I believe Orpheus is the name of a Greek goddess who is the goddess of, I want to say, creativity, as well as seductiveness. And there's a couple more adjectives, but it's an interesting story. Some of the other festival planners know a little bit more about the origin than myself.
All right. So a festival for creativeness, seductivity.
Exactly.
Two Rivers Park. All the fun to be had this weekend. Tickets still available.
Tickets
can people
still available.
Buy tickets right at the site if they don't want to go
to
the
website.
Yeah, if
you just come to Two Rivers Park and want to purchase a ticket, we'll be happy to give you as many tickets as you'd like.
And there's that grace period for people to check out until 4 p.m. Tomorrow.
Yeah.
And Sunday, too?
Yeah, Sunday as well.
All right. Great. Well, we have time for one more song. Will you guys play us off with another song?
Yes, we can do that.
What do you think?
Supposed to survive. Maybe it's my turn to die. Maybe it's your turn to die.
Thank you.
you gonna burn it down?
Wow, that was awesome.
Thank you.
That was brilliant. Thank you guys for coming in to play.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Once again, this is All Reach. Ethan Michael on the guitar and vocals and Nick Hanna on the drums, playing tomorrow during Orpheus Music Festival at 3 p.m.
Come on out, everybody.
Thank you guys so much for coming in to express yourself today.
Thank you, Raleigh. For having us.